SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
Today's news bulletin for Friday, 18th of April. Housing Minister Claire O'Neill and the opposition's housing spokesperson Michael Sukkar have a fierce debate on housing. Reports of further coral bleaching of the Great Barrier Reef come in, and a cyclone off northern West Australian coast set to weaken, and Western Australian West residents in the Kimberley are alerted of updates. That and more up next. Housing Minister Claire O'Neill and the opposition's housing spokesperson Michael Sukkar had a fierce debate on increasing housing supply and negative gearing. This is the third debate on housing between Ms O'Neill and Mr Sukkar this week, as housing policy continues to be the top issue on the election agenda for both major parties. Ahead of the debate, Labor was pressured by the Coalition to clarify its stance on tax breaks for property investors after Prime Minister Anthony Albanese dodged a question about the Treasury modelling changes to the policy during the leadership debate on Wednesday night, April 16. Asked by ABC's Sarah Ferguson, Ms O'Neill doesn't confirm if Labor will consider reforms on the tax.
I'm not going to get into the details of it, but what I will tell you, Sarah, is that I think the real outrage here would be that a government didn't look at every option given how bad things are for housing in our country today. And indeed, we know Malcolm Turnbull revealed today that the former Liberal government looked at the option too.
Meanwhile, Mr Sukkar has deflected the question about the Coalition's target number of new homes it will build if it wins the election. Labor has promised to build 1.2 million new homes if re-elected.
We'll build more homes than Labor. I think there's no doubt about that. If we're given the great honour of forming government, there will be a lot of a big mess to clean up from Labor. And we'll make that assessment at the time. But what I won't do is be dishonest like the Labor Party and make commitments that we just know they're not going to meet.
The New South Wales government says a damning report into a Sydney hospital confirms its decision to try and move away from a public-private hospital model. The report by the state's Auditor General accuses the operator of the Northern Beaches Hospital of failing to meet healthcare standards and not taking action to stop clinical safety risks. It follows the deaths of two children who faced long waits before being treated, and finds partnerships created a tension between clinical outcomes and profits. Health Minister Ryan Park says the report lays bare the flaws of the public-private model.
It is the exact reason why a piece of legislation currently sits in the Parliament to be debated when we return, to try and prevent this type of model happening ever again. Now, as we work through this report and the recommendations which we accept in full, it will form part of the discussion of the task force that the Treasurer and I have established to try and see if we can pull back the public component of this hospital.
Extensive coral bleaching has been confirmed at the Australia's Great Barrier Reef for the sixth time in less than a decade. A joint study by the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority, Australian Institute of Marine Science, and CSIRO has found bleaching in the northern regions of the reef due to prolonged exposure to elevated temperatures. Of the 162 inshore and mid-shelf reefs surveyed, 41% recorded medium to high bleaching. It marks a second consecutive year of mass bleaching at the World Heritage listed site, the world's largest coral reef system. The Australian Tax Office has discreetly increased and fixed rate deductions taxpayers can claim while working from home. Under a revised fixed cost method, taxpayers are now able to claim 70 cents per hour worked, up from 67 cents under the previous rules. The revised changes apply from 1st July 2024. And taxpayers can use this method for their 2024-25 tax income return. An ATO spokesperson told SBS the 3 cent increase reflects the most current Australian Bureau of Statistics data on basket of goods. That metric uses a representative of collection of items. The measure used the measure to change the cost of living inflation over the time.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Australia's job market continues to show signs of resilience, with unemployment growing slightly in March to 4.1%. More than 30,000 jobs were created following a slump in February, but the number still came in under consensus expectations of nearly 40,000 jobs. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says he's absolutely delighted with the new data.
Now, Australia is on the cusp of achieving something really quite remarkable. To get on top of inflation without paying for that progress with much higher unemployment. And the combination of economic outcomes that we've seen under the life of this Albanese government would be envied right around the world.
Hundreds of thousands of Australians have kicked off their Easter holiday despite looming cost of living pressures. According to Tourism and Transport Forum, one third of Australians are planning to travel during the holiday. Among them, almost one in four people choose to spend their long weekend within their own state. However, 58% of Australians have revised their plans due to cost of living pressures, as many say they are taking a shorter break than originally hoped. And Western Australia residents in the Kimberley are being urged to remain alert after a cyclone off the northern West Australian coast began to weaken. Cyclone Errol has been downgraded from a Category 4 to 3 on Thursday afternoon, April 17th. However, residents in the West Kimberley are warned to expect strong winds and heavy rain over the weekend. Residents living between Cockatoo Island and Beagle can face wind up to 130 kilometres per hour on Friday if Errol moves faster than forecasted. And in NRL, St George Illawarra beat Manly Sea Eagles 20-18 at Brookvale Oval, and the Dragons led 14-0 against Manly. And now for today's weather for Friday, 18th of April, we got Broome with showers of 32, Perth is partly cloudy at 23. Adelaide is mostly sunny at 28. Albury-Wodonga is sunny at 29. Melbourne, partly cloudy at 30. Hobart, possible shower at 23. Canberra is cloud clearing at 26. Wollongong is sunny with 23. Sydney is mostly sunny at 25. Newcastle is sunny at 25. Chinchilla is sunny at 29. Brisbane is sunny at 28. Cairns is partly cloudy at 29. Thursday Island is having showers at 29. Darwin is partly cloudy at 33. And Yallara is sunny at 34. And that's all for the news today. Keep listening for more stories from across Australia.